This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. November 11th is National Veterans Day. The Veterans Administration, AARP, and the Federal Trade Commission have issued national scam warnings to alert financially disadvantaged wartime veterans and their survivors about scam trusts and insurance annuities. On this segment of Your Legal Rights, we'll discuss consumer protections for veterans and their families from pension trust and insurance annuity scams. My guests are Shauna Reeve, Director of Elder Abuse Prevention, the San Francisco Institute on Aging; Prescott Cole, Senior Staff Attorney, California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform, abbreviated CANNER, in San Francisco; and Travis Corby, Elder Financial Abuse Litigator of the law firm of Chernoff, Bedart, and Echevarria in Beverly Hills. This segment of Your Legal Rights is made possible by the National Board of Trial Advocacy, the California Board of Legal Specialization, and the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco. And I want to make sure, Travis, you're there. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Well, you sound good. All right. So things are okay in Beverly Hills, huh?
Yes, they're great.
This is good.
Thanks for having me.
We will start with Prescott Cole of CANNER. And Prescott, if you would do this, please, very briefly tell us, what does CANNER stand for? Well, what does it do? And then tell us about the benefit that we are concerned about with respect to the victimization of veterans or their family members.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm with California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform, or CANNER. We're a statewide senior advocate group, and we've been trying to help seniors navigate the long-term care system for the last 35 years. And we became aware of this one particular benefit. It's a wonderful benefit by the Veterans Administration. It's called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. Now, this was a benefit designed for senior veterans who, at the end of their lives, are basically low wealth with low income. So the idea from the Veterans Administration was to have a special benefit. It's not for everybody who served in every war, or not every war, but, you know, World War II, the Korean War, now the Vietnam War. It's a benefit designed for individuals, again, that don't have a lot of money. And so what they would do, if they're low wealth, they would look at the income. And if the income is below a certain level, they would make up the difference. And it's not a very big benefit, but it's a very important benefit. So, for instance, if you have maybe $2,000 a month of your income, that's your monthly income, and let's say you have to have an in-home health care provider that costs $1,800 a month. Well, you'd be living on $200. So what the benefit does is they take the gross income and they subtract from the gross income all reoccurring but non-reimbursed medical expenses, and that would be your in-home health care worker. And so let's say you have the $2,000 and you have $1,800, say, going to the worker. That gives you that $200. So that would be your countable income. They look at what is the maximum benefit, and it's not a very big benefit. If you look at a single senior veteran, they're saying that they should make at a minimum and a maximum $1,072 per month. Well, if your countable income is $200, you just subtract the $200 from the $1,000, say, and you're going to have an $800 benefit on top of your income that keeps you in your home. That's the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but what's happened is the way the benefit is structured, they look at your assets. If you have a lot of assets, you can't get onto the benefit. And a lot of assets, it's subjective, but it could be $80,000 or $40,000 or even less than that. If you have less assets than that, then you don't qualify. So you have people out there who are going to help you qualify by moving your excess assets. And they're looking for people with $100,000, $300,000, $1 million to move that away so it no longer belongs to the senior. And if they look on paper impoverished, they're artificially impoverished, they qualify for the benefit, and that's what's going on.
That's the scam.
That's what leads to the scam.
I see. Would you, Travis, at this point, tell us something more about the scam schemes that, and I know you had a very important case that you brought down in Southern California representing a 91-year-old widow of a veteran. But generally, what are the scam schemes that you are seeing and that you're trying to help either veterans or their family members with regard to?
Sure. Well, yeah, our firm actually has litigated two very similar cases, and what we see here is that insurance agents use the veterans' aid and attendance benefit as a springboard to try to sell these high commission and very low interest rate annuities to seniors. So what they do is they usually affiliate themselves with what they call volunteer veteran advocate agencies. And they actually have a card that they call themselves veteran volunteer advocates.
And that's really bogus, though, is it not?
Yeah, they're very bogus. They oftentimes have informational material with official military emblems on it. And they're not affiliated with the VA. They're not affiliated with any government entity whatsoever. But what it does, it allows them access to nursing homes, assisted living facilities, in-home health, clientele. And they go and they give information about this veterans aid and attendance, and they call it an entitlement. And they get war veterans and spouses of war veterans interested in the program. It's free money, as they say. It's an entitlement. You know, you or your spouse would want you to have it if they've passed away. Then once they gain the trust of the senior, they then go ahead and they basically take their money. They, as Prescott said, try to artificially impoverish the senior either by purchasing annuities or by moving all of their assets into an irrevocable trust.
What is that, irrevocable trust? What does that mean, briefly, if you would?
Yeah, an irrevocable trust is a device where all of your money is basically taken from you. You have no access to the enjoyment of that money during your life. You don't have the ability to control that money. It's basically given away, and it's put into control of somebody else. Oftentimes it's a loved one, but you don't have any access to it. And then these agents, they go ahead and they purchase in more annuities for the money that's in that irrevocable trust. And again, the whole guise of this entire scheme for the agent is meeting seniors with a lot of money that they can basically either convince or that unbeknownst to them are actually purchasing annuities. In the two cases we handled, one on behalf of a 91-year-old and another on behalf of a 100-year-old lady, they didn't even know that they had purchased annuities. They thought they were just signing documents to qualify for this aid and attendance benefit when really they were purchasing annuities, and they had no idea what an annuity even was. So it's a terrible scheme, and the Veterans Administration and the Federal Trade Commission, they have warnings right on their website warning against this very same scheme, but agents continue to do it because it's so profitable for them. In fact, the agents in both the cases that we've seen, they made more on the one-time commission than the seniors would have made in interest over the life of the annuity, which was way past their life expectancy.
So when though, just if you would, finishing up, if you would, briefly, when the senior dies, and here we have this annuity that is set up, what supposedly is going to happen with that money that's been transferred into the annuity? Where have these scammers set this up as to who's going to get that money?
Well, it all depends on the annuity product. Some of the annuity products, the money, once the senior dies, does go to the loved ones, and you could name a beneficiary of it. But other annuities have penalties, and so there's a life of an annuity, and the money gets paid out periodically over the life of the annuity. And if you, when the senior dies, if you attempt, your loved one attempts to withdraw the money, all of the money from the annuity, there's severe penalties. So it's a double, they get you on both ends.
The monetary penalty, where is that money going to? How is that set up? Who's getting the benefit of the penalty?
The penalty goes to the annuity company. The insurance
I see.
Company.
Okay. All right.
And what we see is, you know, we see these insurance companies assisting the agents and actually creating products for them to sell to qualify seniors for the program, and marketing these products to agents as a way to qualify for veterans' benefits. And it really allows the agent to go out there and make a lot of money on commissions on a product that is not even suitable for the market. You know, the interest rates on these annuities are so below market, nobody in their right mind would ever purchase these types of annuity products. And they take advantage of seniors because they know that the only reason these are being sold is to qualify for the benefit.
All right, let me do this. Shauna Reeves, you are the director of Elder Abuse Prevention, the San Francisco Institute on Aging. You have a project, which I understand is entitled Veterans Benefits Protection Project. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a special event in San Francisco on November 10th at mm-hmm. the City Hall or somewhere close to it, the day before National Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the benefit or your project, if you would.
Sure. Thanks, Chuck. So we've been hearing about this scam. It's been going on. It's really frustrating to watch it continue going on. So we were thinking, how could we attack this from a local grassroots level? Because as Travis said, so these scammers are presenting themselves as advocates, as volunteers. This is highly confusing to elders, especially those who rely on, you know, programming at their senior center or information that they're receiving at assisted living facilities. They're hearing that there's this wonderful benefit, and it is a wonderful benefit, as Prescott pointed out, but then it's being peddled and marketed by bad guys. It's incredibly confusing. So we want to get the word out about mm-hmm. what seniors mm-hmm. should look for so that they can protect themselves and where they can go if they've already fallen victim to a veterans pension scammer. And I wanted to say, too, we look at this as a Trojan horse kind of scam. Most of the companies who have managed to do this are incorporating as nonprofits. They're presenting themselves as such. And then they're unleashing their insurance agents on the public, but calling them volunteers. So, again, very confusing. Who would know about this unless you've studied it for a long time, like Prescott and I have?
Now, your partners, mm-hmm. you're the San Francisco Institute on Aging.
Right.
Your partners for this project, as I understand it, are the Attorney General's Office as well as the California Department of Insurance. Is
right.
that right?
Those are our two big guns, yes.
Pardon?
Our two big guns.
The big guns.
Yeah.
The big guns.
Right. So we've got the local focus through the Department of Aging and Adult Services, Adult mm-hmm. Protective Services, the County Veterans Service Organization, California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform, Institute on Aging, and then the AG's office and the Department of Insurance.
Is it your hope with this project that you're doing that this will be a sample that other states, other cities and other states and other parts of, let's say, of California can use as an example of what they can do to set up and protect older veterans and their family members? Is that one of the goals that you have?
Yeah, we wanted to pilot it in San Francisco to start, and then we just got a grant from the California Community Foundation to take it statewide. We've also presented this project at two national conferences and have gotten a lot of interest from people in different states, so exactly what you just said.
Well, I hope that it is followed through.
Thank
by other states. Travis, would you do this? You're a civil litigator. You've been doing this kind of stuff, had a couple of major cases involving the scamming of veterans, either veterans or their family members. What recommendation or what thoughts do you have on, since you're a civil litigator, the process? What if someone wants to go to a private attorney who may have some experience in this, since you've had experience in this, what would you tell the average person who's looking for some help who might be going to a private attorney?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing to look out for is if you or a loved one have been convinced to purchase these types of annuity products to qualify for the Veterans Aid and Attendance Benefit, you know, that's a real red flag. because, you know, that is the scheme in and of itself. So, I mean, that's the first thing to look for. Has somebody tried to qualify you for any type of government benefit by enticing you to purchase annuity products? More than likely, you're going to have a case. And, you know, you should really reach out and do something, because it's not just you that's affected, but it's many other people like you. You can reach out to our firm or any other type of litigator that specializes in this type of elder abuse. We're here at the Chernoff firm in Beverly Hills in Claremont, California. But we handle cases throughout the state. We see a lot of these problems occurring in Northern California, in the Sacramento and San Mateo areas, and you know, we intake the case, we listen to your problems, and you know, we give a free analysis of whether or not you have a case. And we are a plaintiff's law firm, so we work on a contingency basis.
Which means you don't get paid unless you're successful in the result of a case. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. We don't take our fee unless we're able to get a positive result for our clients. And we're really able to go after these people. And, you know, we've seen the same types of players over and over again. So we really know these issues. For instance, Elko Insurance Company is an insurance company out of Chicago that offers these types of annuity products and markets them to qualify for the veterans program. We've also seen Old Mutual Insurance Company offer annuity products and sell them directly to qualify seniors. And we see the same types of these volunteer veteran advocate agencies. One's called U.S. Senior Vets. And they employ agents that go out there and pose as the volunteer veteran advocate. So we've seen these same players again, and so we know what to look for.
Let me turn to you, Prescott. The laws involved. I know you were very much involved in putting together for our legislature a law to protect veterans. Talk about this, if you would, for me.
Yeah, we've been very successful. Canner gets involved with legislation to help senior consumers, and we're fortunate in California to have a very strong section in the statute for senior insurance. In fact, it's called Senior Insurance, Section 785 of the Insurance Code, and we've worked over the years with Senator Leno, Senator Corbett, and now Senator Roth on some really key pieces of legislation directed at this specific problem. We've got bills through that make it illegal for an insurance agent to use in their advertising or any of their materials medallions that would indicate that they're connected with government services.
When you say medallions, what does that mean?
Oh, like the Marines, the U.S. Coast Guard, Air Force, Navy, Army.
They would have this on a business card or something.
They'd
like
have
that?
A business card and on their websites and on their materials.
I see.
We made it illegal, and this is huge. We've made it illegal for an insurance agent either to sell an annuity or any insurance product and make a commission or even charge a fee for qualifying somebody for the benefit. Mm-hmm. It has a carve-out for, you know, there's over 200,000, I think, insurance agents in California. They can help somebody, like their relative or somebody, to qualify for the benefit. You know, help dad out figuring out the papers and whatnot, but they can't make a penny on this. If they do, they've broken the law. And recently with Senator Roth, we just have a bill that went through that becomes effective January 1st, 2017, which has a suitability criteria for the insurance company. They have to examine a product before they have to examine the purchaser to make sure it's suitable for the purchaser and it will not be used to qualify for a government benefit such as the veterans benefit and, incidentally, also the Medi-Cal benefit.
And that goes into effect when, please?
January 1st. However, the other
next year.
A month and a half away. Nevertheless, time goes by, maybe 2 months. It is illegal today to do it. And as Travis said, they're doing it anyway. Mm-hmm. And so part of what Shauna's doing with this program is to create awareness. What we're looking at in the future is some very difficult things for veterans. It's not only do they get burned by this scam, but the government itself, the Veterans Administration, has gotten wind, of course, of the abuses to this benefit program. And what they're doing is they're overreacting. And how they're going to overreact is they're promulgating regulations. They're working on it now that would, in effect, ban seniors for life if they got involved with this benefit. They don't it from the point of view that they can go after the predator. What they're going to do is punish the veteran by way of understanding, have they moved assets away to qualify? Mm-hmm. As Travis said, you move assets away to qualify for the benefit. If they've done that, then they take the amount of asset traveled that was moved away, and then they say, how much benefit would that have given you? That's going to create a period of years and of ineligibility up to 10 years. And for somebody who's a veteran of World War II, that's a death sentence.
Yeah, sure it is. And it doesn't seem realistic when you take into account that elderly people who are looking for help are going to, I think most people have a feeling of, I'm going to trust this person. This person comes over very sincerely. Nice voice, nice appearance, appears to want to help me, etc. And so that what you're talking about, these regulations, doesn't make sense. Let me ask you this. Since, Shauna, one of the partners that you have on your project, the Veterans Benefits Protection Project, how involved is the California Department of Insurance in trying to be aggressive in going after insurance agents or insurance companies or whomever it might be who are doing these kind of scam operations?
They've been
Are you aware?
We've been wonderful partners. They've been with us since day one. We're actually going to be putting together a packet that we'll be distributing to both senior centers and assisted living facilities after our launch on the 10th. And the Department of Insurance, the commissioner himself, has included a letter for our packet. I mean, they don't give us details of their cases, but we know that they are actively looking
at bringing some cases. Because I have had, in my experience as a deputy DA for San Mateo County, I've worked with the Department of Insurance over a period of time, and I haven't done it for recently, but they were very aggressive. And, and I'm hoping in this area that you're talking about. That the department becomes very aggressive.
Right.
And the commissioner himself will be speaking on the 10th at our events, which also shows the commitment.
As Shauna mentioned, you know, assisted living facilities and how they come into play is this benefit is also available for people that go into assisted living in that, you know, the assisted part of assisted living is, well, that would be taken away from your income. So it changes your income level. So what the facility is interested in, of course, is getting more money for the residents so they can turn around and give them more services. And, of course, they charge for that. I have a personal experience with my father who we had to take my dad to assisted living, a wonderful facility. But when we walked in there, the wall that was right before the administrator's office had pictures of the residents and also their military pictures. They called it the Wall of Honor. Mm. And for my father, who was in World War II, that meant everything for him.
Really?
He just couldn't stop talking about his veteran days. Those were the times, of course, when he was in his 20s, vibrant. He was 4 years in the military. He was a young man. And now at the end of his life, it suddenly just bubbled up to the and that's all he wanted. And it was just amazing to try to tell the administrator, you know, my dad is not going to try for this program because he has too much money. He won't qualify. The administrator, there are ways to qualify him. And you know, I want my dad in there. I'm not going to argue with you, but this is wrong.
Oh, my. You know, I think that both of you, Shauna and Prescott, I think both of you should give what contacts in case, you know, this is a statewide program. It's also national through the internet, www.klw.org. It's uplinked to the NPR satellite for distribution nationally. In case there are people out there, wherever they may be, whether it's California or any other state, what number or what information would you like to give them to be get in touch with you? Shauna, I'm going to start with you.
I can give my personal number.
If you like, go ahead.
Give
go
your
ahead.
PIN number, too.
Go ahead.
My social. So my number is 415-750-4188. And I'm happy to give resources if someone wants to call.
That's what I have in mind.
For
All
sure.
right. 415-750-4188 for Shauna Reeves at the San Francisco Institute on Aging. And Prescott, you?
Yeah, I would say go on our website because we have all these fact sheets that are available on the Veterans Aid and Attendance benefits. So
give the website, would you?
www.canhr.org.
.org.
And then, of course, you can contact us and talk to one of our advocates.
Okay. Do they need? They don't need to have to say, "I want to talk to Prescott Cole."
No, but you're welcome to do that.
Okay. All right. Travis, your firm, which is obviously a private firm down in Beverly Hills, which you have had some specialty in doing this, if someone wanted to get in touch with you and have either talk with you or get a referral to some other organization, what number would you give them?
They can call my office line at 310-246-1955 or email me at tcorby@chernoff.com.
Do it again. Give us the email again, if you would.
tcorby, T-C-O-R-B-Y, at Chernoff, chernoff.com.
Okay, and the phone number again is 310-246-1955.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay, yeah,
and
go ahead, Prescott.
Right, also, Canner has a state-certified lawyer referral service, and you can contact us, and, you know, if Travis is busy, we can help you.
When you say state-certified, that's with the State Bar of California?
State Bar of California.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we are coming to the end of the statewide portion of the program. We have about a minute left of the statewide version, and for those of you who may not know this, we record the first half hour. We then send it out. The station sends it out to 15 other stations, most of which are in California, which will air the half hour next week. We are live on the Internet for a whole hour. We're live on in the Bay Area for a whole hour. And so for those of you who are listening to the live program, and we are doing it right now this evening on November 2nd, we will, in a few minutes, a couple of minutes, I'll give you our toll-free number, and you can call in and ask some questions. So let me give you again the phone numbers for further referral if you need it. The San Francisco Institute on Aging, Shauna Reeves, 415-750-4188. CANHR's website, CANHR website, is www.canhr.org. And for if you would do it, if you wouldn't mind, Travis, again, your email is what?
My phone number is 310-246-1955, and my email is tcorby@chernoff, chernoff.com.
Very good. All right, everybody, it's about 7:27:20. Let me give you the toll-free number in case you have a question, a comment, you have a concern, and you want to talk to my guests. The toll-free number is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Certainly, if you are a veteran, if you are the wife of a veteran, if you are a family member of a veteran, and you have questions about this or concerns about this, please feel free to call in and ask a question or make a comment or whatever occurs to you that you feel would be beneficial to you and maybe beneficial to others. Support for KLW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you have a legal problem, you may need to talk to a lawyer. The San Francisco Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange an appointment for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation in both San Francisco and Marin County. For a referral to a lawyer or the Bay Area Mediation Services Program of the San Francisco Bar, here's a number you might want to jot down, 415-989-1616, 415-989-1616. If you're in San Mateo County, the San Mateo County Bar Association also has a lawyer referral service. You can call your own during normal business hours and tell them what the problem is. They'll do their best to find someone who's experienced with your problem or with the area of law. And that number is 650-369-4149, 650-369-4149. These lawyer referral services are something where you can call your own bar association wherever you are in the state of California. Every county has a bar association lawyer referral service. They'll find someone for you for half an hour consultation. And with minor exception, for a half an hour consultation, you'll pay somewhere between $25 to $35. It's a great investment in giving you some basic information about your problem and what you might be able to do. That money does not go to the attorney. It goes to the lawyer referral service to keep it going. Additional funding for your legal rights is made possible by the Family Law Section of the State Bar of California, the Trust and Estate Section of the State Bar, the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association. People are quiet right now, and I think it's probably because this is the sixth game of the World Series. Seventh game of the World Series.
So it happens every year. What's the problem?
Kind of hard to compete with the World Series. But if any of you have the stamina to call us, I hope that you will. And for those of you who may have tuned in just a little bit late on the program, my guests are Travis Corby. He's an elder financial abuse litigator with the law firm of Chernoff, Bedart, and Echevarria in Beverly Hills. Prescott Cole is senior staff attorney with California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform. We abbreviate that CANHR, C-A-N-H-R. And Shauna Reeves, director of elder abuse prevention, the San Francisco Institute on Aging. So if you have questions, comments, or whatever, please join us because I'd like you to have some kind of involvement with this. What else, Travis, would you like people to know about in terms of what you've seen as the scam, abuses, violations of veterans with respect to what we're talking about on this program?
Sure. Well, let me just say, first of all, that I really applaud Prescott for his efforts to get the legislation passed that he got, because it really provides us litigators something to go after the insurance agents and insurance companies over. And it also provides a tremendous amount of consumer protection for seniors and for their loved ones. Something else that I didn't mention is that even if you have already qualified for the aid and attendance benefit and you've been put in these annuities, does not mean that the Veterans Administration can't eventually ask you to repay this money. And we have seen in some instances that the VA will actually conduct an audit if they find out that you've moved some assets before qualifying for the aid and attendance benefit, either into an irrevocable trust or into an annuity. And if they find that the intent was to qualify for the benefit, then, you know, they could subject you to repay some of the benefits. So, that is something to watch out for, both if somebody were to be approaching you to try to do this scheme, or if you've already qualified for the VA aid and attendance benefit and have been put in an annuity or an irrevocable trust.
Prescott, give us an example of a case that you're aware of, would you?
Sure. We had a case that came through CANHR where we got a call, and it was a husband and wife that lived over in one of those senior communities. And what had happened with them is they had a friend who actually qualified for the benefit. She was a widow, worked out well for her, and she told this couple about this wonderful man who was a volunteer. So the volunteer, Mr. Happiness, came over.
Mr. Happiness, did you say?
I don't want to use his
name. All right. Mr. Happiness.
Great.
All right.
Comes over and talks to the couple not once, not twice, three times, and convinced them that what they needed to do was first convert their estate plan, change their estate plan from the living trust that they had into an irrevocable trust. Now, this was a couple that this was a second marriage for both. He's 90, she's 89. He had two children, she had four. And their estate plan at that time had been worked out all the way down to the great-granddaughter. They knew what was going on. This volunteer said, you have to get this attorney. So they went to this attorney. The attorney said, he's really taking the cheap route, said, what you need is to change that to an irrevocable trust. In that way, see, the asset that you have, that's not really, with a wink and a nod, your asset anymore, but it's going to be there, but it's not going to really be yours, so you'll qualify for the benefit for moving all your assets there. Charge them $2,500. And then the volunteer comes back, reveals himself as an insurance agent, and said, now it's time to buy an annuity. The senior veteran said, no, I refuse to do that. Wouldn't do that. And the guy came back, got angry, and gave him a bill for $6,500 for his time.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And oh, so my. With that, that's when we got the call. And what ended up happening, this is where some really collateral damage comes in. The couple, they did, they married for a second time, and one of the senior's children did not get along with one of the spouses. Mm-hmm. And with an irrevocable trust, you can break it, but it has to be with everybody concerned, and it's a big process and expensive. She wouldn't go for it. This child, it's an adult child with a very senior parent, it was causing all these different problems. So, we took that example when we went for the legislation to say not only can't you sell an insurance product, this is why we say you can't even charge a fee. And so some of these people actually, they will charge a fee and make a commission, all illegal, and a good group like Travis's group is really an answer to that. But that's an example.
Are we seeing although I've never had one of these cases involving the victimization of a elderly veteran, U.S. veteran or his widow or family members, I'm concerned as to whether or not, at least in California, you have any of the three of you have seen any involvement by either the California Attorney General's office or county district attorney's offices bringing any kind of criminal cases against insurance agents or even companies that are doing this kind of stuff, because it seems to me from the way you have described this that we're talking about some intent to deceive, intent to defraud. Shauna, what have you seen in terms of criminal prosecutions, if anything?
A lot of interest in criminal prosecutions. I don't think we've seen any taken to completion.
They're currently going on?
Yes. From Department of Insurance, and on a lot of interest also from the AG's office. So we're confident that there will be. Right. Again, they're great partners. They're very interested. We're hoping that through our project we'll hear more from seniors about their experience, and maybe cases will then develop.
The biggest thing is surfacing the victim. I once met a defense attorney that said the real definition of elder abuse is bringing a senior into court. So, seniors don't want to spend the last part of their lives getting into a court battle. Also, remember, the people looking for these benefits are really faced with some challenging life problems, and they're
talking
the
about
best
physical health or mental health.
Okay. Right, and the kids, this is where you're going to find, some of these things surfacing. An example, there was this Arthur Tenner, he's passed, but he was 93. This was a different kind of a scam, but it was an insurance annuity scam. It wasn't the Veterans Aid in Attendance. It was Medi-Cal scam, another government benefit. But this is a person who was a farmer, 93-year-old, and mild dementia, put $650,000 into an annuity that matures in the year 2063.
Oh, my goodness.
Agent made $170,000 for less than 4 hours' worth of work.
How much money was transferred into that?
$650,000. Yeah.
Right. Oh, my.
And so what happened was the son, he apparently, when he found this annuity after the father passed, and there was something like, there's like a massive surrender penalty. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's some big harm that happens. These annuities are products that are really good for younger people. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about baseball. Let's say you're you have $30 million in the bank, you're a baseball player, you're making $8 million a year, and you can't spend all your $8 million. So the money in the bank is getting interest and it's getting taxed. Mm-hmm. You can put some of it away for 30 years, 40 years. Makes sense. You get to pay tax then, not for an octogenarian.
All right. Shauna, your project, the event that's taking place in San Francisco on November 10th, which actually is Thursday, That is next week.
Right.
After the election.
After the election.
After we know who the new president will be.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and there'll be an opening for probably a new attorney general. Too.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
In any event, on a Thursday, November 10th.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, 1 p.m., mm-hmm. California time.
Right.
And how long do you expect the event to take?
About 1 hour. Right.
And the public is invited to this?
Absolutely.
This is outdoors, I presume.
It's outdoors.
We hope it's not going to rain.
Steps of City Hall. And I forgot to mention two of our other partners, Supervisor Katie Tang, uh-huh. And also the San Francisco Long-Term Care Ombudsman Office as well.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We encourage everyone to come.
I think all of you, again, we're doing this program on Wednesday evening. This is November 2nd. I want to give you the toll-free number in case you'd like to call in if you have a question, a comment, or something that you feel you'd like a little direction on, or you feel that someone else might need some help by your bringing it up. The toll-free number is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And this is your legal rights. And you are you want to tell us something else, Shauna? What is that?
About trends.
What
that
is
we're seeing.
Trends? So yeah, let's hear about trends.
I mean, this scam really evolved out of another scam, the trust mill, and now we're seeing this scam itself evolve a little bit. And so, I wanted to let seniors know that annuities aren't always sold. When someone's pitching the aid in attendance benefit, these scammers have gotten really good at helping elders for free. We'll notice someone going into a senior center and saying, I do this as a volunteer. I do it because I love seniors. I don't charge. Well, it's actually illegal to charge for aid in attendance playing. So congratulations, you're not breaking the law. They'll help elders for free, even low-wealth elders who aren't going to buy an annuity, because for every, 10 elders they help for free, they're going to find that one who's going to sink $500,000 into an annuity, and mm-hmm. they're going to walk away with the commission. So when I talk to senior center directors and assisted living administrators, they say, no, these people do it because they have a good heart. They do it for free for the vast majority of these clients. Mm-hmm. What do you mean they're a scammer? What do you mean? So I just want people to be aware that sometimes they might hear about these groups that Travis is now going after and Prescott's talking about doing work for free for elders who don't have the assets. So that can also add to some of the confusion. We're also noticing home care agencies getting into this and partnering with people who are no good and maybe knowing it, maybe not. But they want the clients, and they want their clients to be able to pay for their services. And so they have someone on the side helping those clients get veterans benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think one thing that's really important to know, in California you have a wonderful law within the Welfare Institutions Code for the civil financial elder abuse, which will make somebody who assists somebody and ripping off an elder liable.
Right.
So when you have somebody that goes to one of these facilities and puts on a presentation in the facility, on some of these facilities, they actually not only let the person make a presentation, but they even have the lunch supplied.
Right.
And doesn't mean they're getting a kickback, but what they have is some potential business going, but they're making the seniors vulnerable. Mm-hmm. They're assisting with the predators' activity.
Yeah.
They're equally liable. And this is part of Shauna's program.
Is this your law that you proposed?
Well, this is a law. Actually, no, this is a law that Kanner got through years ago in the Welfare Institutions Code. Anybody, it's 15610.30A2. Anybody who...
Slowly. What is it again?
Welfare Institutions Code 15610.30 A2.
A2.
Anybody who assists in the ripping off an elder, I'll make it a lot. You know.
I will also let you know, in case you as a elder, a veteran, or your spouse, or someone in your family, if you feel that you are being victimized, or if you feel that your dad or your mom is being victimized by some kind of scam, I would highly suggest you either contact any one of my three guests who I've given you their phone numbers or their website, or closer to you, you might want to contact your local district attorney's office, the Consumer Protection Unit. Find out how you can file a complaint and request that they look into it. You might even want to contact your local police department just to get going. But these are available to you. And here's a question that comes in to our studio here. A friend owns a house and took out a $200,000 equity loan. The monthly mortgage payments increased recently, and he can't afford to meet the payments. He wants to keep the house. He's 62, and he's thinking about a reverse mortgage to cover the monthly payments. Is that a good idea? Now, I know last time I think you were on the program,
yeah,
Prescott, we talked about reverse mortgages. What do you think about that?
Well, with reverse mortgages, I think the good position to start is don't do it and work your way up from there. There's questions you need to ask yourself. And in fact, we had yet another bill that has some basic questions that the lender is supposed to give to a prospective purchaser. I mean, there's questions you really want to ask yourself, not just about the mechanics of the loan, but think about this. These are very expensive loans. They're compounding loans, and as an example, $100,000 compounding at 6%, you owe back $81,000 in interest in 10 years. So,
ooh, that's
people,
a lot.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's other loan origination fees and costs too. So essentially, you might take $100,000 out, in 10 years you owe back $200,000. As opposed to other things. Look for other things, but you need to consider who else is in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have, like, it's an adult senior, has a sibling, adult senior, maybe a widow living with a brother or something, and, well, when the senior dies, when everybody who's on the title, when they die, everybody in that house will be evicted absolute. So you have mm-hmm. to make sure that if you're going to get a loan, what's going to happen to the people living with you? Do you want your home to pass to anybody, because the loans are so expensive, there'll be probably very little equity, if any, by the time you pass away. If you try to go for a government benefit, it really gums up the works. And there are other avenues. In fact, our organization is working on this program called Home Equity Protection Program, yet another program. But we have these kits that we have developed, and to help seniors understand what these products, what's involved with these products, also to give some other options. But you're welcome to call Cannor, C-A-N-H-R, tomorrow. I will discuss this with you further.
Also, I want to repeat for you the website for Cannor, because as you said, Prescott, you have quite an amount of detailed information with respect to the veterans and the scams and these
right.
other kind of scams.
And let me say also,
sure.
you know, our organization, we track all the nursing homes and make this information available to consumers. We have fact sheets. We have a group within a group called the Advocate Unit. We're all about helping people navigate the systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so call us up if you
have any. Is this throughout the state?
Throughout the state. We're statewide with an 800 number, too.
Why don't you give that 800 number?
Certainly. 800-474-1116.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the website is www.canhr.org. Travis, we've got a few minutes left. Anything else that occurs to you?
Well, I would just say, you know, that it is really important if for the children of a senior to really watch out for this type of scheme, because from what I've
yeah.
seen, it is usually the children of a senior who's able to uncover that this scam went down, and it's really important, you know, to stand up and see, you know, what your mom and dad have been led into. And also just these products and hearing the story that Prescott shared, it's really appalling sometimes to see how much of a commission and how much money these agents are actually making off of this. It didn't surprise me to hear that agent made $70,000 for, you know, half an hour of his time. I mean, these products are paying out, that I've seen, a 10% commission, one-time commission for putting, you know, $500,000-$600,000 into an annuity, and they're paying out, you know, less than 1% over a 10-year period. So,
mm-hmm.
like I said to begin the program, the agent is making more money day one than the senior is going to make from this annuity over the life of the annuity. So it's really appalling.
Travis and Prescott and Shauna, one of the things that I have learned in my experience of being an attorney, and especially in doing this radio program, which I've done for 32 years, is that I think older persons, older parents, are somewhat reluctant to be too inviting of their kids about their personal investment or asset situations.
They're terrible about that.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how? What recommendations do you have to kids whose parents may be in their 70s, their 80s, their 90s, who may be the child who is an adult, obviously, suspects that the parent is perhaps on the verge of being a victim of some kind of scam? How do you suggest that a child go about trying to communicate, mom or dad or both of you, I want to help you. Please let me help you.
Well, they have to internalize, you know, it's time for the adult children to have an adult conversation with their adult parents. Mm-hmm. You have to get over that because the risks are too great. There's great brain studies going on, aging brain studies, that show that people over the age of 50, you start to lose the orbital cortex starts to lose its dominance. And mm-hmm. as it does, the brain keeps making decisions but uses the older part of the brain, you know, where you're just making emotional decisions. And there's a great study out that shows they measure two things. They measured competency, financial competency, mm-hmm. and financial confidence. Mm-hmm. No matter where you are on the graph mm-hmm. for competency, you lose a point every year after the age of 50. It's remarkable. But the confidence level stays the same.
I know what I'm doing, and don't anybody tell me.
Not a problem. So, Shauna, what do you tell the people?
I think also it's time for us to have conversations about free lunch seminars. So a lot of elders are not only private about their finances, but they don't want to burden their family members with talking about it. So they go and they think they're educating themselves by going to these seminars.
Yeah.
Right, and
they're
almost getting brainwashed, and we have to talk them out of what they've learned. So having a real conversation about what goes on at those seminars. The Securities and Exchange Commission in 2007 did a survey of 110 free lunch seminars throughout the U.S. to determine how many were educational and how many were sales. And they found out that 100% of the presentations were sales presentations.
You know, these salespeople, they actually go to these seminars themselves to learn how to sell. And there's one outfit that talks about a three-part program. You use fear, you use anger, and you use greed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fear, and they say, like, you have to use a pitchfork on them.
Treat them like blind
12-year-olds. 12-year-olds, use a pitchfork on them, you know, create a problem, get them fearful. Then you get them angry. You tell them, you know, the government has a benefit. This is a wonderful benefit. They're playing hide the ball. Listen to me for a few minutes. I can get you that benefit. You know, mm-hmm. so you get angry about the government. And we know this time people are angry at the government. Mm-hmm. Easy to do. And the last thing is greed. Mm-hmm. You know, quite frankly, you know, people are people, even if they're older. And the best definition I heard for greed is opportunity plus entitlement.
Yeah.
So they'll tell, like Travis said, this is an entitlement. This benefit we were talking about is not an entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a needs-based, mm-hmm. and it's not an entitlement. They'll say it's an entitlement, mm-hmm. and I can get it for you. Listen to me.
Right.
So these guys are experts, and there's nobody out there, a senior, that can really withstand a good professional pitch.
Right.
So well, that's a good point.
Right. They even have these designations, certified senior advisor, and they put it on the business card, and it's a two-day course that they take to learn how to sell products to seniors. But seniors think that they're trained to sell actually give them advice on things that are good
for
them.
And the salespeople think that they are as well.
They do.
I mean, they believe
they've convinced
in what they're
themselves.
Doing.
Yeah.
Do the three of you believe that many of the, let's say, the older person's victimizations, whether it relates to veterans or veteran spouses or family members or just plain investment scams, are through seminars that may be conducted at nursing homes, community centers, or assisted living facilities? Do you find that that's, Shauna, a frequent type of,
right.
of thing that kind of pulls?
They do it on purpose.
They do, okay.
Because mm-hmm. that's right. where the seniors have their trust, especially if they go to a senior center multiple times a week. They actually trust the administrator of the senior center not to let abusers on site to talk to them. Assisted living is a little bit different, but I think people also, by and large, trust the assisted living facilities.
Well, and also they're entertaining. And, mm-hmm. you know, like if you're in a senior center, they have to fill the dance card.
Right.
What are they
going
to do?
Right.
Oh, we have a wonderful seminar for you to sit down, and isn't that wonderful? And
right.
sometimes they're given $100, the percentage. Center will actually pay to be there, and isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah, and this is Travis. I mean, that's really the starting point for the whole scheme is, you know, that's how they gain entrance. You know, they go to these assisting living facilities. They say, I can educate your seniors about this program, And, you know, many times I don't even know that the assisting living facilities know that these are agents, insurance agents, that they're letting
that's
in.
That's the problem. That's a problem.
And seniors will automatically trust someone that is there to give them, you know, information and let them into their entire finances. That's the starting point. That's the jumping off point.
Well, what I want to do for you, all of you, again, is I want to give you some opportunity for follow-up should you think you need it. Shauna Reeves at the San Francisco Institute on Aging, her phone number, and she welcomes you to call her, is 415-750-4188. At Kanner, the phone number, 800 number, 474-1116, 800-474-1116, and that website is www.kanner.org. And Travis, since you're so good at giving out your number, I'll give your number, and then you can give your website address again, 310-246-1955, 310-246-1955. Your website is what?
My email address.
Or your email, pardon me.
T Corby, that's TCORBY at Chernoff, Chernoff.com. And the website to our law firm, the Chernoff Bedard Echeverria Law Firm, is just Chernoff, www.chernoff, Chernoff.com.
.com. That's pretty simple. www.chernoff, Chernoff.com. I think we've come to the point where we've probably talked about enough to have people aware of how careful you need to be. You know, we are, I think, generally speaking, at least historically, a very trusting society. We don't like to think of someone being evil who's dealing with us, and therefore we will go to trust that person before we will not trust that person. And so my thought is, whether you are an older person, whether you're a veteran, whether you're the spouse of a veteran, whether you are a child or children of veterans, or whether it's just a situation, whether it's a veteran or not, but someone in a nursing home or some other kind of facility, a community center or an assisted living facility, I think what you need to do is take it very carefully. Don't be too nice. Don't be too trusting, because I think you'll find that that's pretty dangerous if you do that. So take your time. Try to get some advice if you're being encouraged to be involved with something like what we've been talking about. And before you jump, think very, very carefully. I want to thank the three of you very much for joining us on the program, and I hope the listeners will have benefited from what you're talking about. I think they should. Thank you, Shauna Reeve, Director of Elder Abuse Prevention, the San Francisco Institute on Aging, Prescott Cole, Senior Staff Attorney, California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform in San Francisco, and Travis Corby, Elder Financial Abuse Litigator of the law firm of Chernoff, Bedard and Echeverria in Beverly Hills. I thank you very much for joining us on the program. Great having you here. Next time on Your Legal Rights, we'll discuss employment law, focusing on the legal rights and working conditions of domestic workers, nannies, house cleaners, and home attendants. My guests will be Hina Shaw, Associate Professor of Law and Director of the Women's Employment Rights Clinic, Golden Gate University School of Law, and Lindsay Emai, Bay Area organizer for Hand in Hand, the National Domestic Employers Network. Your Legal Rights production staff members are program engineer Joanne Marr and production assistant Martin McClain. Funding for this segment of Your Legal Rights has been made possible by the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco and by the National Board of Trial Advocacy, which also funds the public radio satellite transmission of the program for national distribution. Thanks for joining us on Your Legal Rights Public Radio, and I hope you join us next time on your public radio station. I'm Chuck Finney.